Well, the person you've all come to listen to is our beloved missionary who, you know, for many years was in the church in Chiswick, sitting on the front row, wasn't a back row guy at all, receiving all the different ministries that came through, getting blessed, and but did something with it. Not we do something, we can take it to our neighbor, or we can take it to Madagascar. And so I'm going to let Rachel come and share some of the things God is doing in Madagascar. Let's welcome Rachel back.
Good morning. It's great to see you all again. I actually watch your service every Sunday evening in Madagascar, so I love to join in with the worship and see what you're all doing and pray for you. And I always take communion with you, and there's no distance in the spirit realm, and we are one in Christ Jesus. So it's nice to be with the family here today. So so I've been in Madagascar for 10 years, and the work that I pioneered in Majunga on the west coast of Madagascar, we're just in our 8th year at the moment. So we have an orphanage, we do a village feeding program, we help very, very poor and vulnerable families to have rice and beans so they can feed their families. We do a schooling program, we do a medical program so that people can have medicine if they're really sick, and we also do small houses for widows and very vulnerable families who can't afford to pay rent so that they don't become homeless. So, we have, these are children who live in the orphanage with me. I don't call them orphans. I raise them as sons and daughters of the living God. They're really, really beautiful. And so on the back row from left to right is Jose, Nina, Farlino, Erica, Linda and Lydia. And then on the bottom, Mikhail, Yavcho, Rufin, Vanna, Geraldo, the youngest on my knee, and Yadza at the side. So we actually had the privilege of telling all these children their first Bible stories when they came to us. They'd never heard about Jesus. And like over the years, they've really grown to know God and experience him. They have visions, they have dreams, they read their Bibles, they often worshiping, you can hear them in the distance. And a lot of them actually now preach the gospel to the children who come to the village feed and to their school friends, and they do altar calls and children give their lives to Jesus. So it's really beautiful to see just how the love of God is so transformational and life-changing. And these children they came from very broken, and the love of God, you know, the Isaiah 61 ministry of Jesus, he came to heal the brokenhearted, and we actually see that becoming a reality in these children's lives. What the enemy's meant for bad is being turned for good, and they are really becoming whole, knowing their identity in Christ Jesus, and getting a real vision for the future that God has for them. And we do have a vision there to raise up an army of children who love God, have a relationship with him, have a good education so that God can send them out in the days ahead to be like Esther's, Deborah's, Daniel's, etc. So they can be men and women of influence for the glory of God wherever and however he would choose to use them. So these are the 12 that we have at the moment, and they're really amazing, and they call me Mama Rochelle, so they're very cute. Oh yes, so this is just recently, we have actually 300 children that we're helping to have an education this year. And this is half of the children who came to the village feed. So the little ones, they got a slate, some chalk and a sponge. In Madagascar, they use slates quite a long time because exercise books are quite expensive. So it's a big help for all their families. And the older children got some exercise books and some pens. So we just really love to bless and demonstrate the love of Jesus in practical ways to so many families and children, and just point them to Jesus. And it's really, really beautiful. And we just see so much transformation. We started the schooling program in 2016 with 6 children, and now we have 300. And we have lots of university students this year. We have a doctor. We have a girl who's dreamed of being a midwife all her life, and her mother died a few years ago. And so we're sending her to do that. We've got one girl, second year, studying to be a teacher. So it's just really amazing to see what they're doing and to help them to fulfill the dreams that God's put in their lives. It's just fantastic. So yeah, this is where we gave the books. They were very happy and excited to go home and show their parents what they'd got. And it really is an answered prayer to get help for school. And the children that we help for school, all different types of stories, we meet with every single one of them. This Cristiano, his father got lost at sea, a boat, never returned with his father. And so he's living with his grandma. And so we just come with the love of the father and just minister the love of the father to this family at this time. And so as he lives with his grandma, we help with the schooling so that he can have a good education, and he's really precious. Yeah, these are children with the little sponges. So they're very cute. And this is as the different families. We had queues outside the gate for hours and hours as the children brought their school reports from last year to see how they'd done. And we had some really, really amazing results. Children from the poorest of families living in houses like half the size of this black piece of carpet, nothing but ground, brick walls that could, if you just press them, they would probably come down, but they're coming out first in their class. It's really amazing. When I first went to Madagascar, God gave me the scripture that he will raise out of the dust and make to sit before kings and queens. These children are growing up in the dust, dusty floors, muddy floors, but they're doing really, really amazing. And so yeah, they come, and it's, we always encourage them as we see their results. We go through each one with them, and we had about 97% children going back to school from last year's, and then we've had lots of new children as well. So it's very exciting. And this started because one man that we met, his family had never been able to send his children to school. And yeah, his parents had never been able to send him to school. And so although he was really enthusiastic to work and stuff, the only jobs he could get was carrying water. So after a hard day's work that was so exhausting and backbreaking, he just had a few coins and it wasn't enough to buy one bowl of rice for each of his children. And so one of his daughters was eating soil to take away the pain of the hunger. And God said to me, if you don't do something about this, Rachel, it's going to continue and continue in the next generation. It's just going to be an ongoing story. And so that's why we really, really pushed this program. And we got lots of school directors who contact us. And there was a lady this year, and her husband died, so lost the person who had the income coming into the family, no help from government, and she was not able to keep her children in school. She came into debt with the school fees, and so we paid off all the debt because Jesus pays in full. He pays our debt. And then we've put her children in school so they can continue their education. And in Isaiah 58, it does say to lift the yoke off the poor, lift that heavy yoke off them. And so with the love of Jesus, we're able to do this in really practical ways that are going to transform lives for many years to come. So yeah, and these are some families that we give rice and beans to every 2 weeks. It's actually a discipleship program, so we teach them about Jesus, and it's really, really beautiful to see them trusting in Jesus. We pray together. If they're sick, we pray together. We just love their families and try to help them. And it's really, really beautiful. We have a lot of old grandmas who maybe the parents of the children have died, and they're looking after grandchildren single-handedly. And they're quite old and frail, and so they really, really cannot work enough to be able to provide enough food for their families to have enough. And so we just come again with the love of the Father, and we just bless them with food every 2 weeks and stuff. And so this is at the village feed. This is one of our boys. He was the first boy to come and live with us. He's called Yadza, and he's really, really encountered God. And here he is just leading the children in prayer at the village feed. And children are giving their lives to Jesus as he's just sharing what a difference it has made to his own life knowing Jesus. And it's really, really amazing. So he's a really lovely boy, and we're so proud of him. And this is the children just focusing on God, letting the Holy Spirit touch them. The Holy Spirit's really moved powerfully this year in the village feeding program. We've had words of knowledge about children having nightmares or sickness, and we just call them to the front. We've all stretched out our hands and prayed, and the nightmares stopped. It was incredible. And people with eye problems were healed. And then we encourage the children, you can do this for your families. Pray for your families and stuff. It's very exciting. So, and this is a box of Bibles. A Bible costs about £4.50 in Madagascar. That's a 4.5 days salary. So there's so many believers who cannot have a Bible because it's so expensive. And so I think in this box there was 20 Bibles that we were giving out to new believers in a different region. And when my staff take a holiday, they actually love to go on mission trips. So if their pastor allows it, I always send some Bibles as well. And so God said to me, if you want to see revival in Madagascar, Rachel, you need to give out lots of Bibles. Help the body of Christ to become really strong. And so that's what we do. And we also have some Bible chips as well with the New Testament on, and it has the Jesus movie. And often carry them about in my bag, and sometimes we end up giving to them to the little taxi drivers and people on the bus, and just divine appointments we have, and it's really, really amazing. And so we just really believe that God's going to do something amazing in the body of Christ as people have their own Bible and can read it and really let the truth set them free. So we teach our children to really honor authorities, and so every year we go and visit the local police. And we thank them for what they've done in the community and for keeping us safe. And we also get an opportunity to pray for them as well and encourage them in their work. And some years they tell us that we're the only ones who ever come back and say thank you. It's just so powerful. And it's really, really precious. So we give them a little tin of sardines, some spaghetti and some biscuits and a little book about Jesus. And we pray for them and they're so delighted. And it's really good. And so this was one day we're just we went to see some babies in the village just to make sure they were doing okay, and suddenly a whole group of children just came and sat in the doorway. And so we just, God says to be ready to speak the word in season and out of season, and so we just did a Bible story for all these beautiful children that just gathered at the gate and sang some songs, using every opportunity to sow another seed and see what Jesus will do with it. And the children were so enthusiastic and just really enjoyed hearing about Jesus. So it was really precious. And this is outside our gates at the village feed. The children, if there's a school holiday, the children are out there like 2 hours before singing and playing. They're so excited to come. And this is a school day because the blue shirts are their school uniform. But we have about 150 children who come. We worship Jesus, we pray, we do a Bible story, we play games, they have nutritious food, they get a nutritious snack when they're going. We're checking to see if any of them have got health problems, and also to see if any of them are in dangerous situations that they need extra help for. And we've been able to help many, many of these families and children. So it's a really beautiful program. It's actually the first program that we started feeding the children, and it's really amazing. So that's one of the girls coming away from the kitchen. That week it was rice and beans, so they love their rice and beans. So it's lovely, lots of joy. She's so pretty. And wherever I go, like, people do call me Mama Rochelle, and so people often just put their babies in my arms. And so I get to sing a little song about Jesus to them and get to bless them. And it's really, it's such an honor that people are so trusting and lovely. And they're absolutely so cute, the children. I really love them. This is at the village feed. My first trip to Madagascar in 2012, I was so shocked that I found people who had a mom's salary, but the salary was not enough for them to treat themselves to one pot of yogurt in a month. And I was like, gosh, I know I've had hard times in my life, but I've always been able to have at least one yogurt. And so from that, every year, at least once or twice a year, I just make sure that all the children who come to the village feed, all of our staff, it's just like, give them a treat from Jesus of a pot of yogurt. and it's really beautiful. And they rip their tops off, and the children have got like a beard of yogurt, and they get out every little bit. There's nothing left. And some of these children, they don't have yogurt in between. One time I do it, and the next time. So it's a super treat, and there's a suit. When we announce it's yogurt day, there's just this roar that erupts in the room. They're so excited. So God says to treat others as you would like to be treated, and even something as simple as a pot of yogurt. And so I like to treat the children to the yogurt. And this is actually the girl who was eating soil because her father didn't have enough money to buy food. She's called Suti Nundru. She's been on our schooling program. This is her 8th year of education. She's doing fantastic. And this was at the Christmas party for the village feed. We give every boy like a car and some sweets, and the girls get a doll. And these children really, it's the only toy that they have. And so it's a really, really big deal. And you just see their eyes light up, and it's just like, wow. I have my own toy. And you see these boys for weeks after just going round with their little toys, running around their cars through the village. And it's just so beautiful as we get to tell them about Jesus and why he came and his love for them. And then also to be able to give them a gift as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's very precious. So it's one of my favorite things that we do. And then this boy, he's got a little bar of soap. We do health talks with the children, and we teach them how to clean their teeth. And this was hand washing. And so we give soap to everyone so that they can actually practice what we've told them and stuff. And we give toothpaste and toothbrushes regularly to the children to help them look after their teeth. There's so many people who've got no teeth because they didn't have any health care, and so we want to try and prevent that. And so, yeah, it's just, again, another way just to demonstrate the beautiful love of Jesus in a practical way. So, and this is one day I just arrived back at the gate, and this little child just ran up to me and had the longest hug. And so every day love looks something different. Sometimes it looks like helping somebody with medicine. Sometimes it just looks like stopping and hugging and having time until that child's ready to move on. But we know that the love of God never fails. So it doesn't matter what the manifestation of that love looks like each day. If we love with that love, it brings incredible transformation. And so it's really, really beautiful. I love to let the children come to Jesus and do nothing that gets in the way of that. And so just blessing the children and just sowing little seeds about Jesus wherever we go. And this is just out in the streets. Some children, they do have families, but they actually do a lot of begging in the streets. And so I always tell them about Jesus, and we sing some songs together, and usually give them a little biscuit and stuff, and just make sure that they're okay and their families are okay. And again, just sowing more seed and leading people to Jesus. And this is Mama Valambavaka, which means Mrs. Answered Prayer. That's what her name translates to. We've been helping her for many years. She's a widow, and she's got, I think, 6 children. And we built a house for her a few years ago. So she lives in one of our houses. And she just, she'd become ill, and so she'd not been able to keep her stall going. And so it, she just needed some help to get some new products for a micro project. So we got some dried fish and some rice and stuff to help her get back on her feet again. And she's really, really lovely. And she keeps saying that God keeps answering my prayers. And this is another grandma. We look after her 2 children and give her rice and food. She's very, very, very thin. We tried to feed her, but she still doesn't put any weight on. But she's very precious. And I gave a testimony once about some ways that God had answered my prayers. And she just ran up to me and threw her arms around me and said that it really touched her heart. And we pray together quite regularly. She's really lovely. And this is baby Noah. I do actually get asked to name babies quite a lot. It's really beautiful. So Noah is a twin, so I got to name both babies Lydia and Noah, and just really felt that God's going to really, really use these children. And so we bless them, and often pop round to see how they're doing. But it's such an honor to be asked to choose a name for a child. And so just, I'm usually just listening to the Holy Spirit and see what he says, because the names are very important and stuff. And this is our little Geraldo. He was our youngest. He came to us when he was 4 weeks old. And he's doing really, really well. He's really in the spirit. And quite often, our church, we don't have chairs. We just have grass mats around the room and we sit on the floor. And we're just, each song comes as the Holy Spirit leads it. And quite often, I'm thinking, now, what song do you want next, Holy Spirit? And he usually hums the next song. He really, really loves God and stuff. And even such a young age, God is really, really using him. And it's very intelligent. So I'm looking forward to seeing what God's going to do for his life. And this is little Geraldo again. Amazing. I think that might be the last one. Yes. So that's just a little glimpse of what God's doing and the lives that he's touching. And it's a real privilege and honor to serve him in the place that he's called me to, and just already seeing great fruit. But I'm excited to see what's going to come in the years ahead of all these lives that have been touched and impacted with his love. And I just want to say thank you, because I know that many of you here pray for me and the work there. I just want to say thank you. I really value that, and it makes such a difference. And thank you to the church and all those here who actually give to the work as well. That what you're doing is really impacting and changing lives for the glory of God. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you all. So good to be with you today.